We ran into the Reardon High School library. "Look at all these books," he said. "There aren't that many," I said. "It was a small library in a small high school in a small town." "There are 3,412 books here," Gordy said. "I know that because I counted them." "Okay, now you're officially a freak," I said. "Yes, it's a small library. It's a tiny one. But if you read one of these books a day, it would still take you almost 10 years to finish." "What's your point?" "The world, even the smallest parts of it, is filled with things you don't know." Wow. That was a huge idea. Any town, even one as small as Reardon, was a place of mystery. And that meant that Wellpinit, that smaller Indian town, was also a place of mystery. Okay, so it's like each of these books is a mystery. Every book is a mystery, and if you read all the books ever written, it's like you've read one giant mystery. And no matter how much you learn, you just keep on learning. There is so much more you need to learn. "Yes, yes, yes, yes," Gordy said. "Now doesn't that give you a boner?" "I am rock hard," I said. Gordy blushed. "Well, I don't mean boner in the sexual sense," Gordy said. "I don't think you should run through life with a real erect penis, but you should approach each book. You should approach life with the real possibility that you might get a metaphorical boner at any point." "A metaphorical boner," I shouted. "What the heck is a metaphorical boner?" Gordy laughed. "When I say boner, I really mean joy," he said. "Then why didn't you say joy? You didn't have to say boner. Whenever I think about boners, I get confused. Boner is funnier and more joyful." Gordy and I laughed. He was an extremely weird dude, but he was the smartest person I'd ever known. He would always be the smartest person I'd ever known. And he certainly helped me through school. He not only tutored me and challenged me, but he made me realize that hard work, that the act of finishing, of completing, of accomplishing a task, is joyous. In Wellpinit, I was a freak because I loved books. In Reardon, I was a joyous freak. And my sister, she was a traveling freak. We were the freakiest brother and sister in history.
This ends Disc 2.